We have an event coming up. This is Lucy Jones. And Lucy, are you representing Bluegrass Trust or the Mid-Century Society of Lexington, or maybe everybody?
Sure. I am representing the Mid-Century Society of Lexington. We are bringing in Charles Phoenix, the inimitable Charles Phoenix, to Lexington to raise money for the Bluegrass Trust.
Tell me about Charles Phoenix and what is his appeal?
Yes. Well, Charles Phoenix has been called the King of Retro by the LA Times. He is the King of Kodachrome, according to the LA Weekly. He is a gentleman who has collected, I believe the number, and this is astronomical, like 65,000 slides from the middle part of the century. And he has this tremendous library, and he tours the country doing various things, but one of the things he does is put on these really fun slideshows. And this is the very first time he's doing one in Kentucky, and so he is going to be pulling from his Kentucky section, which he has not had to do much in the past. So we're really excited to find out what sort of gems he unearths from right here in the Bluegrass.
All right, so kind of lay out what the event, how the event is going to go then that evening.
Yes, absolutely. Well, actually, he's going to be here for the entire weekend. So on Saturday, he is going to be doing a fundraiser at a private residence for the Bluegrass Trust, and that is going to be fantastic. We're going to have tiki drinks, and it's going to be like you're just going to be immersing yourself in the early to mid-1960s. And then the next night, he will be at the Kentucky Theater, actually at the State Theater, and he will be doing his slideshow there, which will begin at 7 p.m. And conclude around 8:30, and then he'll be signing books.
The admission price for the Kentucky Theater?
Yes, it's $22 in advance, so we suggest that people get their tickets early, and then $25 day of the show.
The party the night before?
Yes, the party the night before is a little higher price ticketed item, but that means you have a full evening with cocktails and mid-century inspired recipes. Charles Phoenix is the chef in addition to the many other hats that he wears. So we are going to be doing some fun appetizers in his honor. There will be a DJ spinning music from the 60s, lounge and exotica. So it's a full evening, and you can purchase tickets at BluegrassTrust.org.
All right, and talk about the reason for this fundraiser.
Absolutely. Well, it's very important at this moment in our city to pay attention to the mid-century architectural treasures that we've been losing. I think the most visible loss in recent memory was the People's Bank, which was personally heartbreaking for me. But we've also lost a number of true mid-century masterpieces over at the University of Kentucky. So what we're really trying to do is just sort of raise awareness. I know that lots of people think that the building has to be a certain age for it to be worthy of preservation. But the fact of the matter is, if you tear down buildings when they're 50 years old, they don't get to be 100 years old or 200 years old. So there's really, we're in threat of a big chunk of our architectural legacy being lost if we don't step in now. So we're just trying to raise awareness about really how cool mid-century modern architecture is.
And there is an effort right now to preserve one building, I believe it's on High Street?
Yes, the building on High Street, which is a very worthy effort, but also the Palmer Pharmacy on 5th Street, which is very close to my heart. Dr. Zerl Palmer had a pharmacy there, and it's a beautiful, beautiful building. He actually wound up having his next pharmacy, which was on Georgetown, bombed by the KKK, and at that time he ceased to be a pharmacist. So he was a very important figure in civil rights history in Lexington, and so we really want to preserve his legacy in addition to the beautiful building that he constructed.
And that building, what is being done with it now?
It is currently under the hands of a consortium working with the city to try to figure out a future use for it.
Okay. All right. So to summarize again, we've got Charles Phoenix coming into town on Saturday and Sunday. And if people want more information, where do they get it?
Just go to www.bluegrasstrust.org.
All right. Our guest has been Lucy Jones. And, best of luck to you this weekend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.